The city of Waltham is nicknamed the Watch City. It's because from the middle of the 19th to the middle of the 20th century, Waltham was home to the American Waltham Watch Company. Now, in the 21st century, pocket watches made in Waltham are being brought back to life by two entrepreneurs in Colorado who sell their custom rehab modern timepieces for more than $2,000 apiece. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch kicks off their story.
When they were undergrads at Penn State, R.T. Custer and Tyler Wolf had a business idea, and they pitched it at entrepreneurship competitions. Custer remembers all the other students were coming up with smartphone apps and web products.
And when I walk in and pitch my physical product, all of the investors and everybody there immediately tunes out because, you know, who's this guy and what is his physical product that's 3D printed that he's putting in front of me? That was so frustrating.
But like good entrepreneurs, Custer and Wolf did not stop at frustrated. Wolf says they forged ahead at the 3D printing lab on campus.
We use a stainless steel 3D printed piece that's then infiltrated with bronze. So we get this incredibly unique look of the molten bronze actually coming out of the pores of the stainless steel, which is something that's impossible to achieve using traditional manufacturing methods.
That modern technology with the Bronze Age look, they use that to make cases for wristwatches.
We had no idea that nobody makes a 100% American-made watch. So as we were looking for a timepiece to use in our watch, we were forced to look vintage.
And they do that by salvaging pocket watches made decades ago in Waltham.
We started on eBay, just buying watches. We bought probably 20 to 50 watches before we ever launched our company on Kickstarter. I sat in RT's basement and I took apart a watch every day and tried to put it back together to find out how it works and what makes one watch better than another.
It's a tiny little engine that was built over 100 years ago. And we cleaned it, oiled it, and wound it, and it worked. We don't make things like that here anymore, and we need to.
Today, Wolf and Custer revive those Waltham pocket watches for daily use as wristwatches, not in Watch City, but on an old farm in Fort Collins, Colorado. Outside their workshop, a sign says the name, Vortic Watch Company. Inside, ball peen hammers and leather plungers hang next to a 3D printer and a laser engraver.
And then here we have our dial repository here.
Employee Jimmy Looper sifts through a bag of vintage watch faces.
When we need a dial, if we have another one, we can rummage through here and see if we can find anything.
One dial from 1908 is crisp white enamel, Arabic numerals in sharp black with a recessed circle for the second hand. Another from 1936 features Roman numerals under a golden patina of light metal scratches. Looper says both dials were made on the banks of the Charles.
Now, the first thing I think of is, you know, what's the history of the watch? Who wore this? Who used it? You know, what has it been doing the last 50 years? Has it been sitting in a drawer or whatnot? And yeah, and I definitely wonder, you know, who put this together, and was it just a job, or was it their passion? I like to hope the latter.
That's because when Looper flips the watch over, the metal pieces are engraved in cursive with a serial number, the words American Waltham Watch Company, and 17 jewels. The steel springs inside pivot on small pieces of ruby. Bigger plates are burnished with crosshatching or waves, patterns that Looper says were never visible while these mechanisms were tucked inside their metal cases.
And I absolutely love that it's a functional piece. But they said, well, why not make it beautiful? There's no reason not to. And so I think that they're gorgeous.
A scientifically built beauty that Vortic Watch Company wants to show off. Looper sandwiches the century-old timepiece between two pieces of Gorilla Glass, the same glass that's on the iPhone.
It's very durable, scratch-resistant glass. Pretty thick, too.
With a vise, he lodges the watch and glass inside the 3D-printed steel housing and then adds thick leather straps. He winds it up to test the timing, flipping it over to watch the gears clicking away through the glass. Last year, Bordick sold 250 of these fairly big and bold wristwatches. The customers, who shell out more than $2,000 each, tend to be watch fanatics, tech workers with disposable income, and baby boomers. Steve Perlman bought two of the wristwatches.
Wow, that's a fascinating watch. It really looks very old.
Perlman says he gets that reaction from many of his customers. He's a former archaeology professor who runs an inn on Martha's Vineyard.
Some people have sort of a fascination with something that is old and how it survived that long. And then to bring it to the modern world, to a time that they can associate with, I think is an interesting transference for them.
So this isn't the end of the line for us.
Co-founder Tyler Wolf says Vortic Watch Company plans to make 500 of these watches this year and 1,000 more next year. But eventually, he says the goal is to transition from custom to batch manufacturing, making all the hundreds of pieces for a watch here in the United States.
Because we want to spread our ideas and our passion to more than just the people that can buy a $2,000 watch.
That's a daunting business challenge in a market dominated by Swiss manufacturers. But at 23 and 25 years old, Tyler Wolf and R.T. Custer have got time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.
To see some pictures of the resurrected watches, go to WBUR.org.